Hello, welcome to White Horse in the Know. I'm your host, Stella.
And my name is Maggie.
Today we'll be talking about gender and sexuality. So, first I think we should start out with what are your pronouns? What do you identify as?
My pronouns are mostly they, them. People who are close to me can use any pronouns. I don't really care. I am agender, which means that I don't feel like I have a gender. So these little parts that normal people would associate with one gender or the other, like dresses or suits or just like all these like stuff, all this stuff. My gender is kind of like if you put all those things into a big bowl and mixed it up. Like it's just a big bunch of everything. But at the same time, it's nothing. And so it's a really cool thing to live with.
I think that's super fun.
I also identify as a lesbian, which means that I am mainly attracted to women and people who identify more on the feminine, on the feminine part of the spectrum. It means that I am not attracted to men at all. And it's been that way for a long time. And I've like relatively recently learned the label so I can present myself to the world and say, hey, this is me. And, you know, this is what you call me.
Yeah. And I think it's really cool to learn about how sexuality and gender can be fluid. Like you can start out your life feeling completely straight and end up super gay. Like, I think that's a really cool concept.
Yeah, it's super cool. Just like it's so freeing to learn that you can be all these things and still at the end of the day, you're human. Like being gay doesn't make you any less of a person than being straight does. Being trans doesn't make you any less of a person than being cisgender does. It's so awesome to get to be yourself and still feel like good about who you are just because you don't fit into what society would say is normal.
Yeah. And I also for a while in my life I just identified just as unlabeled, and I think that was, like you said, it was super freeing to be able to just know that like I don't have to choose something. I can just be me, and that's okay.
I mean, like, whatever your identity is, you know, whatever, whoever you are, whether you're in a minority or you're part of the dominant culture, you are a person. And it's so lovely to look around and see other people because, you know, when you look at it with a perspective of love and acceptance, everybody is a person, and that's something that joins us all together, and it shouldn't be something that separates us at all.
Yeah, I love that. And then, so another thing that I kind of wanted to bring up was queer culture and what is queer culture, because I feel like, as people who, not saying that I am dominant, like the dominant group of people, I feel like a lot of people don't really like acknowledge that queer people have like a culture. Like that's what queer people do and not seen as like culture and beautiful and like that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I want to expand more on that. Like being a queer person doesn't just mean that being queer or trans, being any part of the LGBTQIA+ community, it doesn't just mean that you like a certain gender or you feel differently than the way you did when you were younger. It means that you are a part of this community who you can trust to know what you're going through, that you wouldn't really be able to talk to this stuff about with a straight person or a cis person. And like there really is a culture behind queer people and trans people that has been there for a long time. Like, there's music and there's paintings and there's movies and there's shows and there's all this different stuff that just really displays how we, the queer people, feel and how we, the trans people, feel that wouldn't be able to be put quite into the same way that, like, that if a straight person sung about a queer, sung a queer song, it wouldn't have the same feeling because they don't know what we've went through.
Yeah. Going on the internet recently, you see a lot of people using things that are quite obviously and, like, inherently queer pieces of media, like Girl in Red or, like, Heartstopper, and using that as a trend for their significant other that when they're in a straight relationship. And that is something that a lot of the queer community has talked about on the internet and said, a lot of them have said that that's not a great thing to do, considering that that media is for the queer community, by the queer community. And I mean, that's not to say that you can't watch or listen to this stuff, but, like, it's not for you to use.
I'm on the internet very frequently. I feel comfortable going on the internet, but there are some videos that I will see of the song I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry.
Yes,
and it really bugs me when people take this queer song that isn't subtle at all. It's not vague. Like, Katy Perry is a woman singing about kissing another woman, and people will post videos where the lyrics of the song are in the form of a text, are in the form of text on the screen, and they will swap out the lyrics for I Kissed a Boy. I think it'll take a while, but eventually we'll get there to the point where we can learn that not everything is for us. Where there can be communities that just have their own special thing, and, you know, it's for them, and that's not for other people to take from them.
I saw a video fairly recently that someone was, a female, was using the song We Fell in Love in October by Girl in Red, and in that song it had lyrics saying, you will be my girl, and they changed it to boy, which... obviously, I was like, don't use that. So, yeah. So, I commented on the video. I was like, hey, like, I did it fairly, like, kindly.
Very, in a very polite way.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, hey, this song is used for queer people mostly, and it just kind of feels weird for you to post this. And then, so they had responded back, well, it's just music. Like, it's fine. And I, like, because I didn't want to, like, start a fight or anything. I was like, okay, well, you can use whatever you want. Like, do what you want. And it sort of got me thinking, like, it's not just music, it's a huge, huge part of our community, specifically this artist being so large and popular in the community that we have. And when you're taking that, not even necessarily taking it, when you're using it for something that isn't what it's intended to be used for, that it's not right. It's not morally correct.
It's like going up to a person who has different religious values than you, who wears different clothing, and saying it's just clothing. Or going up to somebody who is of different ethnicity to you and whose food is really important to them and saying it's just food, you know? Why can't I take it, you know? It's just hair. Why can't I wear this hairstyle? Yeah. It's not, but, like, people need to open their eyes and see it's not just that. There's story behind it, and there is stuff that you are probably completely unaware about, and it's not appropriate at all to take this and say it's your own.
Especially when you go back, and even recently, there's so many crimes against queer people and trans people, and it's just like, when you use that, I can understand, I mean, you as in, like, said person, I can understand that they don't get that they have a privilege to be straight, to be cis, even if they are of another minority, they still have that privilege. And you can pretend you don't have a privilege, and you can go on the internet and say insensitive things, or you can understand that you have a privilege and support us and make sure that the community has what they need. And I think it's such a small choice that can change things so greatly.
Like, don't kick us while we're down. Don't, yeah. Like, yeah. When society and governments cut us, don't put salt in the wound. Give us bandages.
I don't understand the goal. If you were to say, like, oh, I think that's bad, we already know. Like, we already know that you don't appreciate that. And we are aware that there is people who don't agree with it, and it's fine. Like, I can speak for probably most of the queer community by saying that we don't care that much. Unless you are literally physically hurting us, it's not, one person saying that they don't agree with it isn't a huge deal.
Yeah, I mean, we don't care if you don't, if we don't care if you think that our existence is immoral or it's against your religion or whatever. Like, I promise you, no matter how many times you shout that you think we are wrong, we will never change our ways, because this is who we are and we've been here forever.
And then that's another thing too, like, with the acceptance that we have now, which again is huge,
it's like, it's such a difference from, yeah, I don't know, 100 years ago.
Yeah, however, there's still, like, bad things. But to sort of end on a higher note, that acceptance that we do have is great. And then also, if we go back in history, there's things that I had, like, articles I've read about how in certain religions, if you were non-binary, or not confined to gender norms, or if you were intersex, if you were, not confined to those gender norms, if you're intersex, that you were seen as higher, like, in that religion. I think that's so cool.
And it's so great that there are these people that have known that we've been here forever, that have incorporated that into their culture, and that have, you know, like you said, that there are these groups of people that see non-binary or intersex people as, you know, higher than. It's great that being non-binary or being intersex is such a valued thing in these groups of people, because that's often not what we've been through, especially in the United States. Like, to see these beams of light at the end of the tunnel, like, at the end of the tunnel of hate and discrimination, to see these beams of light of acceptance and community is just such a warm feeling.
Yeah. And then just generally, sexuality and gender, we can talk about sort of what that means. As a queer person, what does the word sexuality mean to you?
Kind of what, like, sexuality means to me. It's really just who I romantically value. Like, I haven't had a whole lot of romantic experiences. I'm on the younger side.
No, I did that.
But yeah, I'm on the younger side, so I haven't had a whole lot of romantic experiences.
Yeah.
And I think that's good, because I don't think that you should strive to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a partner or whatever in middle school. You know, you're 12, you're 13, 14 at the very, very most. You're emotionally changing, you're emotionally growing. So, you know, I'm not striving to have a whole lot of romantic relationships right now, but what I do know about myself is that, you know, I'm attracted to women, I'm attracted to feminine people, and, You know, I think sexuality means something different for a lot of people because it can vary pretty extremely. So I don't think I can give you like a straight answer to this.
That's funny. I'm gonna keep that in. Okay. Anyways, so gender, what does that mean to you?
As I said before, I'm agender, so, you know, it's kind of like I'm open to talking about my gender, you know, with whoever. I'm a very open person about being in the LGBTQIA+ community. In fact, it's one of my favorite topics to talk about.
I can tell. Wait, that's
not
rude. That's not what I meant.
Okay, but anyway, you know, so I'm very open to whatever, you know, I'm fine with whatever gender terms you want to use for me. I would just prefer that my pronouns be they, them to people that I'm not super, super comfortable with. So yeah, it's kind of just like a mixed, like, I think my gender is less what I identify as and more like community, if that makes sense. Like, it's less about me and more about what the people around me make me feel like.
Totally, I get that. So that was a really fun topic to talk about. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Yes, it was so fun. I love talking about this. If anybody wants to stop me in the hallway for 30 minutes and talk about queer and trans stuff with me, yeah, I'm down. Thank you for having me on the podcast. This was really fun.
So it's been a hot minute since I talked to Maggie, and we're best friends in real life.
Anyways, has been White Horse in the Know.
I'm your host, Stella.
And I'm Maggie.
White Horse out.